علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermons and letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, and in the process we are referring to the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the strategy that he has in mind to create reform in this society, in this Islamic ummah that has actually been racked up, and he is actually inheriting something that is quite destroyed from inside, which is just an apparent skin, but within it is completely empty, without flesh, without any flesh. And this is how the Islamic Ummah had become. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says one of the first things that he's going to do is he's going to go make the whole of the Ummah pass through a filtration process, because he saw how dirty the water had become. This water had to be filtered, and this filtration process would remove those residue that is not required and make the people realize how far from the truth they have become. And this is how it was. So the first war, which was the war of Jamal, the war of the camel, whereby a large number of people were filtered off through that process. And then came the battle of Siffin that we talked about last time. And in this battle, Muawiyah raised the Quran on spears, and the people fell for this trick of Muawiyah, and unfortunately, even a large group of people were filtered in that process.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about these filters that Imam Ali alayhi salam said will occur in the path of the Islamic Ummah, where he says, لَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً, that you will be certainly filtered, you will be sieved in a very powerful way. You will undergo a filtration process that you have never ever experienced in your life. And now comes the third filtration process, which was the Battle of Nahrawan. The Battle of Nahrawan basically was a battle against a group of thick-headed and crooked-minded, apparently holier-than-thou group of people who seemed to raise the flag of Islam and spirituality, but were actually people that had very dark hearts, people that had just seen the apparent of Islam but lacked the soul and the inherent beauty of Islam. People who would wake up in the middle of the night and recite the Quran. They would recite the Holy Quran in beautiful voices, such that people would hear them, they would feel attracted. When you would see their faces, you would see marks of prostration on their heads. When you would see their clothes, they were simple clothes and very, very apparently modest people with big beards, with the proper Islamic attire and dressing. And when you'd look at them, you would feel that these are good Muslims, they are true Muslims. But when it came to their character, when it came to their akhlaq, when it came to how they acted with people, when it came to their thinking capacity and their ability to understand Islam in a deeper manner, they were unfortunately zero. And therefore, this group of people now comes to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam. This was that same group of people that remained as a residue in the Battle of Siffin. But they started to create another challenge for Imam Ali alayhi salam. In the Battle of Siffin, these are those people that told Imam Ali alayhi salam that you have to follow the arbitration of the Quran. Whereby, of course, they knew, Imam Ali knew that was just a trick by Muawiyah. And unfortunately, they followed that process and, the war ended. And unfortunately, Muawiyah was not punished for what he did. Well, then came the Battle of Nahrawan, where Imam Ali alayhi salam said that before we go towards Muawiyah, we need to filter the Ummah with another filter, which is the Battle of Nahrawan. Because these weak-minded, feeble-minded, crooked people who had that fake sense of spirituality were more dangerous for Islam than Muawiyah himself.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about this filtration process whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this group of people that he had to fight against in the Battle of Nahrawan. This Battle of Nahrawan was whereby this group called the Kharijis or the Kharijites. These people, unfortunately, who had this apparently, they used to take care of Islam and all that which we discussed in the previous segment just before the break. Imam Ali alayhi salam had to fight them because they were more dangerous for the Islamic Ummah even than Muawiyah. So Imam Ali alayhi salam fights them, and he, all of them get destroyed apart from 9 people. Now here is when again that test was there, that will you be fooled by the apparent recitation of the Quran, by the apparent simplicity of these people and them waking up in the middle of the night and reciting Quran and all of this? Will you be fooled by these apparent things? Even today we'll see that how ISIS brought itself in front of the people. It said that we want to establish the Islamic governance, and they wanted to, establish the Islamic law. And they would come and recite the Quran and the Caliphate. All of this was a facade in the apparent sense, which was unreal. And that is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, that will you be fooled by these things? Or no, you will not be fooled. If you get fooled, then you will be filtered out. You will be the residue from the filter of Nahrawan. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam had mentioned about this issue to one of his companions, that these same reciters of the Quran that you see, they will be the ones that will fight against the true leader, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So beware about this and don't be fooled by the apparent, adherence to Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه